Or I want to move on to another issue, and this is the bill on survivors of supports for survivors of residential institutional abuse. Who are the survivors? What institutions does it cover, and what's the background to this bill?
Yeah, so this covers people who would have spent time in industrial schools, reformatories, other educational settings. So it falls under the remit of the Department of Education. And the government announced last summer, people might remember, a range of measures, health and education members for survivors of these institutions. But unfortunately, survivors are not very happy with what was agreed and what is currently being debated in the Dáil. So there's, they're getting an enhanced medical card. Some people can get up to €2,000 if they want to go back into education. If people live abroad, they get a one-off €3,000 payment for their health needs. But as was pointed out in the Dáil today, that the Oireachtas Education Committee, who looked at this, they during pre-legislative scrutiny, they published a report last December, and all 10 of the recommendations in that report have been essentially ignored.
Okay. I think it was Catherine Connolly made that point during the course of the debate. We have a clip of her articulating that. It'll give the listeners a flavour of some of what those recommendations were and how they were treated in this bill. Here she is.
Then we look at the pre-legislative scrutiny, and there were, as I said, 10 key recommendations, and every single one of them ignored. And I have a little time, so I'm going to go through them. Legislation should apply to all survivors, regardless of whether or not they received a ward or a settlement. Not accepted. Recommendation 2, all survivors should receive a HAA card. Not accepted by the Minister. Survivors of institutions living abroad and spent time in medical institutions and received a payment under the redress should be eligible, not accepted. The proposed 3,000 once-off payment, insufficient, ignored. The Department of Education should liaise with the UK's Department of Work to ensure that anyone does who gets that small amount of money, it shouldn't affect their entitlements. That was left open, and I think there will be some negotiation. It wasn't quite rejected, not quite accepted, because the last line said England will do what England will do. Legislation should ensure that survivors are not reinstitutionalised. Therefore, HA cards should provide for home nursing and home care services. Not included. Educational support should be for survivors and their families. Not accepted. Provide for the establishment of a professional advocacy service as a statutory body. Not accepted. The Interdepartmental Government Committee should be reconvened as an urgent priority. Not accepted. Provision for a state pension for all survivors. Not accepted.
That was Catherine Connolly speaking in the Dáil earlier. Or you might just explain what that issue with people living abroad. Living abroad was with the award of the 3,000. That mention of the negotiation between the Department of Education and the Department of Works and Pensions in the UK.
Yeah, so Hildegard Nocton, who was responding to the debate today on behalf of the government, was saying that Irish officials have made contact with their counterparts in the UK, because basically a lot of survivors, thousands of survivors, do live in the UK, and if they were to get this one-off payment of €3,000 or other payments under the scheme, that could affect their social welfare payments in the UK, because a lot of those are means-tested. So if they get, €3,000 or whatever the other payments might be, it may mean a reduction in some of their social welfare payments. So Hildegard Nocton said they are talking to their UK counterparts, but ultimately the UK will do whatever the UK wants to do. So they can't guarantee that if people get this one-off payment, they won't have a reduction in their social welfare payments if they live in the UK.
And that'll be quite a cohort of people,
yeah.
Given the generation they would have come from and emigration during that time. Timmy Dooley, there's a scheme is drawn, a report recommends 10 measures in order to give redress to people from industrial schools and other institutions, and they're all rejected in this bill. Who designed this bill,
I
suppose, is the question.
I presume it was the Department of Education officials, together with the Minister, that have put this bill together. I think it represents, insofar as the state can, because the state has responsibility to the taxpayer as well, to try to compensate the people who have been so negatively impacted. It's not going to resolve, it's not going to sort out, no matter what level of financial support you put in place, it's not going to right the wrongs that were done. I would hope that through the passage of time that people will come to appreciate that what's being done here is as generous as can be. The Minister obviously has to respect the financial considerations of the state, and whilst at the same time meeting the state's responsibility to these people. There's issues there around education. I think those are the kind of things that people want. They want help and support. I think things like...
But survivors went into the Education Committee. They told the Education Committee what they want. The Education Committee came up with 10 recommendations and none of them have been taken on board.
Yeah, it's easy enough for a committee to just identify a whole lot of asks. Somebody has to sit down and do the math on it at the background, and obviously that's what has been done by the department.
Consultative forum themselves had made 39 recommendations, four of which have been implemented. So 10 recommendations actually weren't that many in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. They did pick the most important ones.
Basically, the shocking thing about this is how the state compounds the wrong that were done to people over the years. And to say that this legislation is an attempt to deal with the issues and to help people, it's shocking. This legislation is actually, and it's been seen by the response of the survivors, and that the fact that it is that any of the recommendations that they've been put to the department haven't been taken on board. They haven't been listened to. So not only have people been put into mother and baby homes and put into institutions and treated dreadfully there, they've been treated dreadfully by the state now after this, and this is years later after the so-called apology was given. The state compounds the issues, and very simply they could have dealt with these issues. You know, for example, like the legislation talked today about how getting a grant system, the SUSE grant system for the survivors. These are people in their 60s and 70s. Are they going to be going to college and getting the SUSE grants? That's not a chance. And the legislation ignored their families, their children, and maybe the help that they might need, because this problem and the problems that they've lived through is intergenerational, and it'll be their children are affected by what they've gone through. And the state didn't bother doing that. So this whole piece of legislation about 60 and 70-year-olds getting grants for going to college, it's ridiculous.
All right. Richard, I don't know.
Yeah, 10 recommendations were the most important 10 recommendations. As Timmy said there, he said it's easy to come up with recommendations in a committee and then none of them are accepted. But if you look for the survivors of those institutions and their families, the knock-on effect to them, there should be all the recommendations of the 39 recommendations that were there, they should have been looked at. Number one, medical cards. Straight away, they should have been appointed a medical card. No questions asked. The fee, a small fee, it's a small fee. I have people ask me at the moment, are they waiting for me to die before they actually have a redress scheme? That's what they're asking us now. We've already gone through what we've gone through. The government have apologised, and then they come up with this recommendation. And the other thing that they were so cross over was they said, on the time of the recommendations that they had put forward, the referendums, the two referendums that were there, they wanted to remove mother and woman from a constitution, which cost the state 26 million. How far would that have gone to redressing the people of this country that had been affected?
Timmy Dooley, you know, if the interests of the taxpayer have to be protected, you know, the government could also be mindful of the interests of the British taxpayer. But they're taking the British government to court over the drawing a line on May 1st over the legacy bill, where families, the government is going to the European Court of Human Rights in order to get redress for families who are seeking justice in the North over historic wrongs. I mean, so when does the state decide to draw a line in the sand, and when does the state not decide to? The Stardust families received an apology in the Dáil from Simon Harris saying, we didn't listen to you, we waited too long, you were from the wrong class, etc., etc. A lot of the factors that influence people who are through the institutions as well. So it's almost like Stardust didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I think it's about trying to provide a fair and balanced approach. And I take the point, and I've met many of the survivors who've come to me. There's a very different ask from different people depending on their life experiences, and it's difficult for the government to solve everyone's problem. But in a general scheme, there's an effort being made and there's money being put in place. You know, a medical card is really important to somebody who has medical issues and has significant costs and maybe just slightly above the threshold. To others, it's not an issue, quite frankly.
Because but sure, give it to them and they won't use it. Yeah. It'll cost the state nothing.
Well, that's unfortunately not how the medical card works.
They ask for a HAA card, not the enhanced medical card. That's not worth the getting. And from survivors I've spoken to, pensions were a massive thing. That's been completely ignored. Mm. A lot of them did unpaid labour when they were children in these institutions. They never received a penny for it. A lot of them want their children or grandchildren to have supports. Okay. And as, you know, to pick up on an earlier point, the people I'm speaking to, a number of them have said it feels like they're waiting for us to die. And that's how people feel.
And the fact is that it's the the state has perpetrated and increased the trauma on people that have had a very difficult life. And the state could have done this properly,
yeah.
And they just chose not to.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to look at another issue of redress. That's Micah after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.